Hey guys, Zach here with week two of the podcast with Zwish. We're all here again. We've got Bryn, Tom, Sam, and Leah.
Hello.
All right, we're going to talk about a few more songs. Last week we covered Toy Boy, Sorry's the Hardest Word, and Radical Individualist. Yeah, while you're putting the CD together, you also played a fair few live gigs. Craziest crowd.
Oh, that would be Tomorrow.
Leah got mooned.
Tom!
I got my body double on the kit. Halfway through the song, went out, did it. No one noticed. Perfect crime.
It was fantastic.
So, at what point of the show did they moon you? Was it towards the end, start?
Halfway through. Yeah. And this guy was actually getting me into it. He was like screaming and songs and that sort of stuff. And then next thing I know, I've got a big brown eye in my face, and no one else saw it.
Well, how was the hair? Was it hair? Hair to skin ratio.
Had he tied it up?
Any waxing? Signs of irritation?
That's disturbing.
Just evenly across the surface.
How did you handle the mooning?
I believe I told him to turn around and show the rest of the crowd. Yeah,
he did.
That's pretty classy. So That's a good
nicely handled.
Yes.
Nicely done. Tonight we're starting with song four. Don't let them cut your roses down, and we're going to talk to Brinny about that one. Brinny, what's it all about?
Don't Let Them Cut Roses Down, actually a song I wrote last year about my dad, when my dad was going through a severe case of depression, and I guess it was the things that I wanted to say to him then, but I couldn't. It's not easy to discuss these things with people that you love, and it's not easy to articulate your fears. There's nothing worse than thinking that your parents might be suicidal. So that was quite an interesting time of my life.
Big decision to put it on a CD or an easy one?
I guess I wanted to say it and I didn't know how to, so this was sort of my way of articulating what I thought. So it was relatively easy. I guess just lucky that the music made it in the end. It was always the music, the lyrics always went with your song, and so I was just lucky that it was one of the top 12 out of the final 20 we voted, and so made the CD.
Has your dad heard the song?
Yep. I played it to him before anyone else sort of had a listen, and sort of said to him, "You know, you happy me telling the world that you went through depression?" And he was, not happy, but he wasn't going, "Yes, it's really good that I've got depression." He was saying, "Look, these things need to be discussed. People need to talk about them. And the more I talk about them, the more mental illness is understood, and the more people can get help. Because most people don't even realise they're depressed at a stage in their life, and it's not usually till it's too late till they have a visible sign of something that they go, maybe I'm depressed." And so, yeah, he saw it as being a good thing that people would actually talk about it and maybe embrace it. And it was the first single, so it's interesting.
Beautiful. All right, well, a mellow change. Let's have a listen to Don't Let Them Cut Your Roses Down. Sam talks through it.
Well, basically, Slave is about not being a slave because, in relation to people thinking that they own you or think you have to give them something and they don't expect to give anything back, basically, I guess is the right way to put it. So, basically, being treated like a slave in that sort of respect, and the song is saying, "I'm not a slave."
Is this a personal experience from anyone, or from a group? group thing.
We all feel that we are Leah's slave.
Yes.
In fact, Leah's
in every sense of the word.
Leah's preferred title for the album was the Leah Wheelhouse Experience.
Yeah.
Featuring Tom Green.
Featuring
my bitches off. So, this is really us just lashing out at Leah.
Featuring Leah's pose.
She just hasn't figured out the irony in the song yet. It's
pretty full on song.
Yeah. It's punk. It's pure punk. It's fun.
It's fun song to play.
It's fun to play. It's a very fun way of telling people to go and get fucked, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And the irony is Lee is singing it for us to herself. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's like it's always fun telling someone to go and get fucked.
It is. This is especially fun because we do it to music, in tune, in key. Which is rare.
The key of rock.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing I'm not singing it. Yeah.
It's a quality key. Many songs written.
Yeah, they all go boom, boom, waka, waka, wow, wow.
Especially hey, I've got flavour.
Tom's writing his poem music, you see.
That was one of the songs on the that we could have had. You know,
there's a porn song. Porn punk. Yeah, it's written right there.
Anyway.
Three in on the slap bass.
How about we talk about the songs
that didn't make
it?
So Slave.
So Slave.
It's really good.
Moving on. Let's have a listen to number 5, Slave.
Push the pull, you take just a little more, you lie. You use, you give just a little more, you spit, you steal, you bite just a little more, I suffer, I swallow, I bleed. I'm not a slave for you, I'm not a slave for you, I'm not your slave.
Moving along.
It'll be on iTunes soon.
Number 6, B A B Y. Sam, you're going to talk us through this one.
Yep.
What's it about?
B A B Y is about a person close to us getting high on Pepsi Max and
struggling to spell his sentence.
It's flowing naturally.
Basically, they got high on Pepsi Max and then imagined all their cleaning products came to life and were seducing them with promises of pleasure.
As cleaning products do.
Yeah, so
oral pleasure.
Oral pleasure.
Singing and dancing, all that sort of thing. Basically, that imagination.
Running wild.
All that on board. Let's have a listen to number 6, B A B Y.
Yes.
I'll get your weight down. Help you lose 20 pounds. I'll keep your body tight on every other night. I'll be a Superman. I'll be a Supergirl. Trap me in. Let's go for a twirl. I'll be your cinnamon.
Says hello.
Week 2.
We're so glad.
Signing off.
Bye.
See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.